It's so easy to feel lost in the world today. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can break through the noise of what everyone is telling you to do and lay your foundation for a life of success, purpose, and joy. I'm Caleb Price. As a fellow young adult and certified life coach, I'm sharing exactly how to do this, how to navigate the struggles of adulthood, and how to find yourself. Join me and become the modern young adult you've always wanted to be. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Modern Young Adult. I'm Caleb Price, your host, and it is April, my friends. We are in the second quarter of the year already. Time is flying, and I feel like things are just getting started still. And I feel like the year is only getting busier. I imagine you, like a lot of my friends right now, are in the thick of it when it comes to the month pretty much before finals, as you know, homework assignments are coming to a close and essays need to be, you know, edited and written and rewritten, and you're starting to study a lot more, hopefully, or at least you're maybe feeling the anxiety, the pressure of getting the grade that you want at the end of this semester, or maybe you're feeling the anxiety or pressure that comes from dating, and or you're getting older, or the, you know, you might be graduating and you have no idea where you're going next. I was just talking to, you know, my siblings and friends, and a lot of them are at this point, this junction where they're like, I could do this, I could do that. I really have no idea. And that's kind of terrifying, I think. And so I feel for all of you in those moments of decision, in these moments of indecision, not knowing what is to happen next, as well as also just the fact that you have to go through something hard to get the thing that you want, something that requires a lot of energy and time. And so I feel for you. Give yourself some peace, a break, hopefully with this episode of this podcast, but also I'm hoping to help give you something that can help you quiet your mind during all of this, that you might be able to find peace and closure and be able to find focus, especially, and not give up on the very thing that you want most in life. Because I find so often it's really easy for us to think or get into a rut, so to speak, a hole, a brain logic hole where our brain says, like, nah, maybe none of this is worth it. Maybe this thing that we want, even though we've worked so hard for it, we're finally getting to there. You're just like, maybe we can't do this. Maybe this isn't for us. Maybe we should just stop right now. And I am finding myself a lot more in this position when it comes to work and dating and the things going on in my life. It's, for some reason, so much easier. I feel like I have to attribute some of that, though, to I've been kind of slacking when it comes to the mental discipline that I've normally had for myself. And I say the word discipline not to suggest a army sergeant sort of discipline, but just the idea of doing something regularly, and even if I don't feel like it, when it comes to my mental fortitude. All I'm saying right here is really just taking accountability when it comes to my thinking, writing down my thoughts every single day, applying thoughts, literally like writing them down or telling myself, this is what I'm going to believe kind of no matter what. I've been kind of slacking in that department. And I find that often happens with goals, especially this, you know, we're second quarter, we're kind of recognizing, okay, maybe there's some things we could be doing better. And so I hope also this episode will give you the opportunity to reflect. Maybe there's some areas we could be doing a little bit better, that maybe we would feel better about our situation if we chose to believe that we were feeling better. Meaning, if we chose to believe thoughts that would allow us to feel better about ourselves and our situation. Of course, it's not bad to feel bad. Of course, it's not bad to feel this anxiety, this pressure, whatever you're going through. But it's forgetting that there's a choice, and it's forgetting that we are responsible for the way that we feel. We are responsible for the way that we're thinking. We are responsible for our lives, and that we are the ones who are creating it. Okay, so I just wanted to give that little intro just kind of set the stage, so to speak, where I'm at mentally and emotionally, and hopefully to connect with where you are at and to open up the curtain for what I wanted to talk about today is this idea of quieting the mind, removing the noise that we find so often bouncing around in our brain, telling us that we need to be better, that we should be better. The brain just sputtering on and on and on. And the reason this comes up is I was visiting my mom and, well, my whole family. We were all visiting because it's her birthday. And it was an awesome celebration. We had a great time. Pool was awesome. Totally got sunburned. It was great. The DJ was bumping where we were. It was awesome. But she shared me this video that she found on social media that I'm like, I'm talking about this for sure. Because it's amazing. And I'm like, where has this been my whole life? Of course, it's always based on principles that we already are aware of. I'm sure I've talked about this principle before too at some point. But the way that it was presented really impacted me. And I want to share that with you. So Chris Evans, you know, the actor, Captain America himself, was, I guess, in this interview. And this person asked him, like, what would you go back and tell your, like, 12-year-old self, your younger self, if you could tell him anything? And he's just like, oh, like, and I'm paraphrasing all this. I'll probably link the video because it's really good, the way it's presented and everything. But I wrote down most of it, so it should kind of cover the gist of it. But he goes on and says that, like, you know, it's kind of simple, but all I would tell myself is, shh. Just like sort of this idea of be quiet. Like said, it's funny how noisy my brain gets. Everyone's brain is making noise. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to. It's supposed to make thoughts. But I find that the root of suffering is listening to that brain noise, following that brain noise, and then identifying with it as if it's who you are. When it's not, it's just noise that your brain makes. And more often than not, it probably doesn't have much to say that's going to help you. A lot to unpack there. Like it was crazy when I heard that because I was just like, yes, absolutely 100%. That is right. And what does that mean for us? And so today I wanted to unpack that and have that help you and give you some guiding principles, some habits that you might be able to form that allow you to remove that noise. Some things that I want to try myself, or that I have been working on for quite a while and the improvements that I've gotten from that. The ultimate principle that we learn from this is that you are not your brain. You are not your thoughts. It's just noise. It is supposed to be that way. It is supposed to be noisy in there. It doesn't mean we have to follow it. It's so easy to get caught up in this idea that what we're thinking is us. Like that me right now, I'm talking on this podcast, like this is me and it is me speaking, but the way that I'm able to do it is via a brain that is communicating, receiving stimulus and guiding everything. Just like using a computer, the computer is not me, but the computer is allowing me to be myself, to voice my opinions on the internet, so to speak, or to write down my thoughts or to create something that I would not be able to create without it. The brain is that vehicle for us when it comes to emotional stimulus, when it comes to operating this body that we're within, as well as to think about our own thinking. Our ability, I mean, that's really the way, to kind of go back a little bit, that's why I believe, or the evidence that I use to say that we are not our brain, is that we are able to think about our own thinking. We are able to have a conscious view, a consciousness about our own consciousness. Like kind of a self-consciousness, so to speak. Oh, that, maybe that's where the word comes from. We're able to understand and have a perspective about our own internal workings. We're able to think about our own thinking. And so therefore, it cannot be a part of us in that sense. The way I like to separate myself, and you know, you can think about it in just a religious standpoint, but also when we just even think about it scientifically, is that there is like a soul, a consciousness, an essence that is you that lives within a body and lives, and within that body, there's a brain. It's an organ that your brain, like that you utilize. But because the brain is the vehicle for our thinking, and because our thinking is so innate and it is the foundation for everything, it is so natural to assume that this must be us. The only problem that we then run into is when our brain gets noisy, when it starts giving us thoughts, we begin to think, oh, this must be the truth. This must be right. This must be me when all it is a sentence in my head. That's all it is. And the experiences that I use for this are things like, it's so easy to think like you're in the wrong career, for example. Like you must have done something wrong. Or it's so easy to think that when you're in a friend group that these people don't like you. Or it's so easy to be in a dating relationship and have the person express their feelings for you. And you're like, yeah, I reciprocate that. But then have this thought kind of eat in like, what if it's not right? What if it's wrong? And not to say that there's not any validity to any of those questions, but our brain is designed to question. Our brain is designed to generate noise. That doesn't mean that the noise it generates is the truth or actually genuinely what you are feeling in that moment. I imagine if Chris Evans is talking about all this, it has a lot to do with the fact that he is in a career field that is, you know, very competitive and very exposing and very nerve-wracking, where he might overthink everything. And it's so easy in an industry like that, as well as in everything, because we're humans, to overthink things. And when we say overthink, all we mean in this is to generate thinking as if it's going to create a solution for us, when in fact the greatest solution might be kind of just saying, hey, shh, we're actually doing good. And so that's why I think this principle works. And that's why I think he says the root of suffering is this idea of following the brain noises, because we think that that ultimately must be the right path. That must be what we are genuinely feeling. That must be us. When in fact, it's not true. Your brain generates noise all the time. It's designed to generate noise because it's hopefully trying to keep you alive at the end of the day. It's trying to tell you everything at the same moment, what is going to keep you alive, what people are going to think about you, what people are going to say about you, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, the things that you should stop doing, the things that you should do more of. But a lot of that, I imagine you'll find, is actually not helpful. I think you've seen a lot of movies and TV and probably also experienced a lot more in your life that sometimes your brain freaks out about stuff and says you should do something. You do that very thing and it only makes things worse. Only makes things worse. It's kind of like, I don't know, the reason probably why I love Seinfeld so much is that some guy has an idea or he does something wrong. I'm just thinking of, I was just watching at the gym, like the busboy episode where George is like, I feel bad. Like I, you know, lost the busboy's job. And so he's just like, well, let me follow this overthinking path of like, well, let me go to the busboy's house, apartment and make it up to him, say I'm sorry, and then the cat gets out and all this stuff, and it just hijinks. And of course, it's exaggerated. It's a comedy for a reason. But I find that it's only a comedy really in the sense that it's happened to all of us. We do something and we follow along and we overthink. I'm laughing at myself right now where even a week or two ago, I was overthinking about something and it made me do or avoid something that I probably shouldn't have and something that I really wanted to do. And it only made things, you could say, worse in a sense of the word. Or like at work, I find myself like nervous about this project that we're working on. And so because of that nervousness and the worry that like people are going to judge me for it or they're going to think I'm not good enough or they're going to fire me, I hide. But what does that lead to? Hiding is not getting the help that I actually need and only probably potentially makes the project go worse and then therefore actually only increase the likelihood of quote unquote getting fired. Of course, my brain is speculating all of this, living in the future, living in the past, rather than just being present right now and depriving us of the experience that we might genuinely want. Something that is good and available, that, yes, is emotionally vulnerable, yes, can be painful just the same. That cannot be avoided, even though as much as your brain wants to avoid it. And so this is just a reminder of the truth that you are not your brain. You are not your thoughts. So when you have thoughts that are inappropriate, that you feel are wrong, or that are you judge, just it's okay. You're not those. Your brain is designed to create them. Doesn't mean you have to believe them. And doesn't mean that something is wrong with you when you do have those thoughts. But it also highlights another truth, is that we have an ability to quiet our own mind. We have an ability to tell ourselves, shh. That even just saying that to ourselves can ultimately relax us and remind ourselves, hey, we're the ones actually in charge. It's not our toddler brain driving the car. We're driving the car. We're the ones that are operating our life. We're letting it go. So what can we do about it? What can we do about all this noise? I find that there are two strategies that I alternate between. One is the active strategy, where we kind of have to take charge. We have to assume the position, so to speak, with this shh, and actively tell ourselves that, just to take a deep breath, to actively involve ourselves and just be like, bringing ourselves back into the present. Because our brain is going to go to the future, it's going to go to the past, it's going to give us all these worrying thoughts. And we just have to remind ourselves, hey, all of that, as much as it seems so valuable to me right now, it doesn't matter. It's all going to work out. We're going to find a way. And the way is not overthinking it. The way is letting things work out, to process things slowly, to take it all in, and to make a conscious, like, firm decision, and then to go all in on that firm decision. And this is when it comes to decision making. When it comes to like the worries that you might have, the anxieties that you might have of people saying things about you, or you know, that people don't like you, so to speak, or that you might have things to work on, or you feel guilt. The shh principle can do a lot for us, because our brain is just going to just chatter all the time. And so take a deep breath and just be like, hey, I don't need that. I don't need any of that. It's okay. I just have to actively remind myself and use that principle to remind myself that I am not these thoughts, meaning I can choose differently, and that they're just thoughts. There's no truth necessarily behind them. Doesn't mean we can't improve. Doesn't mean that there's not things that we might actually want to reflect on, but it's going to come from a conscious decision, not from a fleeting thought. And you know, you can figure out for yourself, what does that look like? But the second way that I like to quiet my thought is that this active approach maybe doesn't work. I find that sometimes when we, like, especially before bed, as our mind is racing and we're just like, well, I need to go to bed, so be quiet, brain. It's just gonna be a blah 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 blah, just keep going. I find that sometimes we shh the brain, but it's like, I need to say something to you. And so that's where we have to take to the approach of allowing it all to happen, allowing the feeling to come in, and then feeling that feeling. And I've talked about that already. But the thing that I want to talk about, I feel like I've talked about this before, but it's something that I only want to keep repeating because it's changed my life, is this idea of not running after the thoughts. Because so often when we put ourselves on high alert that we shouldn't be having these thoughts, as I found a lot of the time when I grew up and saying, oh, I'm not allowed to have that thought. I can't think that thought. Like, I used to have myself on guard, like I have a watchdog on it, and it would chase him out and just be like, bark, 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 get out of here. But that's the thing, is that it would bark at everything, because our brain is generating noise constantly. And so it was just exhausting and terrible, and it only made me feel worse about myself. Whereas taking the approach of not the watchdog, but the old man sitting on the bench. If my thoughts in this metaphor are cars, instead of chasing and barking after every car, why don't I just sit and watch them go by? Why don't I just pretend I'm just in a sea and I'm just watching all these like boats go by, or birds in the sky, so to speak? Whatever imagery is going to help you grab onto the idea that these thoughts are fleeting and they are walking by, and that you can follow them a little bit, but you don't have to. There's not necessarily any value. You can find value for sure in some of the thoughts, but I find that most of the time it's just chatter, it's just noise, it's just TV static, radio static of the world all around us. I also find that sometimes we might need to change our environment, that has a huge effect upon us. We live in a world that is so noisy, that wants to fill our minds with so much noise. And I find that the more podcasts I listen to, the more music that I listen to, the more I consume myself on social media and listening to all the news and what's going on, it just gets noisier and noisier in my head. More voices, basically, for my brain to spatter and send back at me. More things just juggling around. there's not necessarily anything wrong with this, but if you want to quiet your mind, you might require changing your environment, changing what you are consuming, changing how much you're consuming, giving yourself more of an empty space, a space where you just are quiet, where it's just quiet in the morning. You're not listening to your phone, or maybe even a weekend where you're just like, hey, I'm just going to go out in nature, I'm just going to go out. Or I'm just going to be present with my friends and not on my phone. Because, and that's not to say there won't still be noise in all those situations. I think I found myself always wondering, like, something must be wrong with me because I'm in, I don't know, like the temple, or I'm in church, I'm in nature, I'm with friends, and my brain would still be going off. And I'd think, what must be wrong with me? How can I not quiet my mind? And of course, there might be more things that I need to learn, more tools and strategies, but I find at the end of the day, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be making noise. And so I just tell it that, oh, thanks for making noise, brain. Thanks for giving me that thought. Thanks for giving me this chatter. Being grateful for your brain allows you to build a relationship with yourself, to love yourself in that, and then to then assume control, to exercise your power and agency by saying, hey, shh, I know you're doing exactly what you're supposed to, but I don't need it right now. I'm going to set you aside. I'm going on this date. I don't need this noise. I'm going to do my homework right now. I don't need this noise. I'm going to take this test. I'm going to do this interview right now. I don't need any of this noise right now. And you'll find that things change. When you build a relationship with yourself that your brain trusts, because it trusts you to keep it safe, it doesn't need to provide that much noise. It doesn't need to be there as much. And so I invite you to try these strategies out. They've helped me in my life. And to really just embrace the principle, whatever it looks like, of shh. How can we be more quiet about it? How can we not jump into overthinking and remind ourselves of the truth that we are only us. It's not our brain that defines us. It's not our thoughts that define us. We're going to have lots of them. And that the thought of what to do for your future and whatnot is going to come from just a conscious decision. There's no right way in any of this. There's no right way, like secret that you're going to figure out. And it's just going to like, I've always felt that. And I feel it now when it comes to like the right job, the right person to date, the right friends or the right situation. Am I doing things right? That's not to say that, of course, you know, when we experience guilt and even shame and these feelings, that there might not be some reflection or we might change. But I find more often than not, we feel these feelings because we're just given a thought that makes us feel that way. That's not true. Our brain can just create situations, realities that are just not true about you. You are the one who defines who you are, and it just comes from conscious thinking. It comes from you just making a decision. This is who I am. This is who I want to be. Even if my past was different, this is who I am now, and I can, you know, move on from that. You know, if you believe in Jesus Christ, he is the one who takes on everything. You know, if you turn to him, he takes on it all, meaning that you can become an entirely new person. And yet, even in that entirely new person, you will have those thoughts come back that I'm not good enough, that I should have been better. And that is okay. It is okay. It's not true, though. And I used to think it was so true, and it used to like take over my life. And I find now that with these principles of saying shh, and quieting the mind and reminding myself that I am not these thoughts, I have so much more peace about my life simply from the decision of believing that I am good. Believing also that I can change, that I can reach the place that I want to be. But in going after your goals, whatever that you want in life, recognizing that your brain is going to generate noise and that that noise is not true. It's not true about you. It might not serve you to follow it. It might serve you far greater to quiet the mind and say, shh. Okay, my friends, that's what I have for you. Go out there and be quiet. Shut up. You might have to say that to your brain sometimes. Be a little forceful. I've had to say that. Just relax. It's going to work out. I promise you, it's going to work out. All right. I love you, and I hope you have a great week. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please leave your review, share it with a friend, and don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Caleb the College Coach for more content that'll inspire you. And if you want to apply the very tools that I talk about directly to your life with a personal touch, sign up for your free 30-minute coaching call with me. Remember, you are good, you are capable, and you can have the very life you want. Good luck out there in the real world.